You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Earl?
Dr. Craig, we're you know, day by day, right?
Yeah, I think that it's a deluge, right?
Yes.
So the flash flood continues.
Let me ask you, I was saying this the other day, as people are mobilizing and protesting and in the street, it's what we all called for, it's what we all wanted. Do you think that the time could be better spent instead of just being in the street and targeting congressmen's offices and Republican congressmen's offices? And, you know, constantly being seen there. And if that will, you know, send a message more so than, you know, just out all over the place.
I think we need to do both, Earl. I think there needs to be people coming together, shows of force, like on Saturday,
right,
across the country. Targeting, you know, continued arc of escalation on individual members of Congress who are in hiding if they are Republicans and denying that they're trying to cut Medicaid and slash Medicaid when they have to cut $880 billion right out of it, according to their own budget framework. And I think that's happening in some swing districts, certainly Congressional District 3 here in Wisconsin, which is Derek Van Orden, which is Eau Claire, La Crosse, Stevens Point, and all the rural areas around and down the Iowa-Illinois border in the corner, southwest corner of the state. That is happening. It is problematic. This is something Congress has done to us because, you know, it's not like we're just trying to restore the current system. The current system was failing in a lot of ways, wasn't producing for people. And so we need to recognize that not enough congressional seats are competitive seats. In other words, it's guaranteed the incumbent will win, and therefore the public opinion and public pressure is less important. That is not the history of the country. It's not the way Congress was designed. That's been a bipartisan conspiracy in many ways. There have been gerrymanders, particularly on the Republican side, that benefit one party over the other, but both parties have been interested in protecting their own incumbents. That is all. That is that undermines democracy. But I think we need to be able to do both, Earl, because they're trying to proceed. Trump is trying to sit on the last few congressmen to agree to the Senate framework that already passed. This is in the House, this is on the Republican side, and they really are trying to take health care away from millions of people and long-term care from seniors and people with disabilities to pay for more tax cuts for the ultra wealthy.
You know, Dr. Craig, I was going through some things, and let me see if I have it here. When you talk about what is really taking place, Dr. Craig, with these tariffs, and now China's today, it moved it up to 84% of U.S. goods. It clearly, Dr. Craig, this is an epic mistake that has been made. That, and not a mistake, because Trump, even in the face of Republicans knowing that the outcome of this, Dr. Craig, conservatives, congressmen, senators, They know what's going to happen with this, Dr. Craig. And yet, and they know the people who are going to be hurt, 60% or more of people who are planning to retire, their nest eggs are being destroyed, and they'll never be able to recover, Dr. Craig. And yet you hear this man saying, well, these different countries are coming to kiss my rear. And he's standing before the world, and he's saying this. Who wants a man representing our nation? Number one, to speak in that manner, Dr. Craig, they're coming to kiss my rear. Hey, man, don't you represent the entire nation? Okay, when you talk like that before the world, Dr. Craig, he's representing you and I. Am I seeing it the wrong way?
No, and I don't understand why his supporters don't see it that way. They're fine with him humiliating the country this way. And it's true that Lyndon Baines Johnson and Richard Milhouse Nixon certainly were profane, but in private tapes that we only know about later in the White House. They didn't stand up and say that kind of thing at a podium, right?
Right.
I think we need to recognize two things on trade. First, that Trump does have one insight here, and that is the global trading system was rigged by the largest multinational corporations at the behest of many American politicians, Republican, Democrat, to damage working people, deindustrialize places like Milwaukee, just to make more money and to find cheap labor. And so there is something wrong with it. Trump's solution is absurd. Even if you believed that tariffs could play a role, it can't be this indiscriminate, this broad. And who on their right mind would invest in a new factory now in the United States? Because Trump could change his mind. There could be a new Truth Social posting any day, and then he could be out of office in 3 years. It takes you 4 or 5 years to build a factory. And in the meantime, prices are skyrocketing because of these massive taxes on consumer spending on anything with foreign content. And the weird formula where we're as far as which countries pay what tariffs, including countries with no population and just penguins, little islands. It's all very bizarre. But it is about power. It's about him proving he's powerful. And the problem is, where's his retreat? I'm not sure, because the Chinese dictator can't retreat because of his authoritarian politics, and neither can Trump. And now they're involved in, you know, they're playing chicken with each other with the world economy held hostage. Now, the people who are really behind this, look, average people, including Trump voters, were basically lied to about how all of this would work and were promised immediately on day one lower grocery prices and everything else good in the world. But American elites that have supported Trump, donated to his campaign, given millions to his inauguration, a lot of the titans of Wall Street, now they're appalled and they can't believe he's actually doing it. They can't stop him. They're responsible for putting him there, and they did it all for the big tax cut that we were just talking about. They're amazing greed, right? And how greed shows the evil and the flaw in human nature, particularly people who have too much power like this. And so now they're all, and you know, they're tentatively getting out there. Some of them are condemning him. We have Elon Musk calling Peter Navarro, the idiot guru behind this with Donald Trump, dumb as a sack of rocks, and so on and so forth. And Navarro retorting that Musk is only an assembler of cars. But it would just be a straight out comedy, Earl, except it's a black comedy where there are real consequences, right?
Dr. Craig, you kind of took the words out of my mouth, the real life consequences. A federal judge in Texas rejected a Biden administration rule that would have required that most U.S. nursing homes to add workers to meet a minimum staffing threshold. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek on Monday sided with the nursing homes who argued the staffing rules was too onerous. Kaczmarek, a Trump appointee, said any staffing rule must comply with congressional legislation governing nursing homes. under the Biden administration rule finalized last year, most U.S. nursing homes would have had to add nurses to minimum staffing ratios for homes that care for older adults and people with disability. Hey, Dr. Craig, we have an aging population that many of us are going to wind up in nursing homes. And Joe Biden had, and as someone who's had loved ones in nursing homes, we all see what's lacking there. Joe Biden put forth an effort to try to correct that. The people who own nursing homes, Dr. Craig, those wealthy people that you are talking about, said, no, we're not going to do that. Never mind those people who are in the nursing homes. And so what happens? They undo what was beneficial to the American people. And I don't even think the American people are even aware of this, Dr. Craig. Many of the people who voted for him are going to wind up suffering this fate.
Right. Look, I used to represent nursing home workers when I was state council director for the union SEIU, and nursing homes are incredibly understaffed, unsafe for the workers and for the people who live there. Disgusting, appalling things happening as far as the level of care for our elders. This has been long overdue. So you have that, right? You have, we don't care about grandma and whether there's what amounts to elder abuse. Right. And it's not elder abuse by the certified nursing assistants, the CNAs who do the work. It's the big corporations that run nursing homes, the big chains. And then they're all screaming about every district court judge that enjoins an act, an illegal and unconstitutional action by Donald Trump. But this is the Amarillo judge that they take everything to, where there's only one federal judge in the district and who's a right-wing Trump appointee. So this is them getting a national injunction, right, against a policy in just one court where they predict the judge will side with them. This is the same one that decided it was illegal to, that we needed to overthrow the approval of abortion pills that have been on the market and been proven safe for over two decades. Same judge. So you can see the hypocrisy. They only are against district court judges doing this when it affects the power of Donald Trump, but otherwise they're all for it and they're willing to game the system. But yeah, that does, it's great you brought that up, Earl. That reveals a lot about the MAGA Republicans.
855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket, and you as well will come to the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is here. Quickly to the phone lines. JoJo, you've been waiting. Good morning. You say what?
Yes, everything in divine order. I was waiting patiently, and I think of many things to say as you're going on, but a great show this morning. I'm an octogenarian, so like 65 years ago, I arrived in Milwaukee, and they were talking about lead in the pipes in the school system.
Right.
And every, so what I want to say was that in mind, that these young folks that are speaking now, or, whatever their ages are, stay together. Keep speaking up, because there's many subjects to speak on. Yes, lead in the schools is important, and getting the policemen in there for the kids to drink the orange Kool-Aid, I guess. I don't know why they want police in the school system. You know, we've lived through so much history, and every person who passes is a history book. And some of us are many, it's so, anyhow, bottom line, great show. Okay, so bottom line, I can speak on many directions.
Hey, JoJo, leave your number. Leave your number with Cardi. I want to reach out to you, okay? Leave your number with him. Thank you very much. I know you're a first-time caller, so really appreciate it. Dr. Craig, before we go back to the phone lines, now he wants to put major tariffs on pharmaceuticals. Dr. Craig, he's just covering every base, and he's boxing in the American people, Dr. Craig. It's what he's doing. And not for the benefit of the American people. He wants the pharmaceuticals companies, and he wants the drug manufacturers to make the drugs in America. Okay, that's what he wants. Dr. Craig, what are the chances of any of those things happening?
It's hard to say now, Earl. It's very hard to say. You remember the chant during the Act 10 protest, "This is what democracy looks like," referring to the crowds?
Yes.
Well, this is what authoritarianism looks like. The problem with kings was you were hostage to the whims and the weaknesses and vanities of one man, one human being. And this is what we have here. You have attempts to psychoanalyze Trump. People are saying this is all just about exercising power. A lot of ink spilled on his long history of supporting tariffs. And he's surrounded himself with that, not the best and the brightest, but the worst and the most corrupt, really. And so people who are yes people who will only tell him what he wants to hear. The wizards of Wall Street with their billions of dollars can't convince him, right? And so I don't know where this ends. I mean, he's capable of coming up with a cover story and reversing course tonight on True Social at 2 a.m, or he's capable of seeing this thing all the way through and crashing the world economy. And some people have the theory, some scholars, that actually he wants to create a financial collapse and crisis, because that's a good way to take over the country. Authoritarian states often have taken full control during depressions, during economic crises. I don't know that that's the case, but at this point, it's all speculation, because the Supreme Court, Earl, continues to enable him. And they did a number of decisions this week that enable him. They didn't sign off officially on the legality of what he did, but they've allowed him to continue through legal proceduralism, which is just like what they did with immunity. The Trump majority is just providing cover when it's supposed to be a check and balance on lawless, unconstitutional action.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is frightening in a way. Because there just doesn't appear to be any way to check him. And so what we're looking at, he's now making threats to the Federal Reserve. Bring those interest rates down. King Trump, right? Government has no control over the interest rates, but he, King Trump, is going to demand that they bring the interest rates down, even though the interest rates were coming down when he came into office, Dr. Craig. If the interest rates are inching up, it's his policies.
He wants to remove any check on his power, anything he doesn't control, and you can bet the hyenas of Wall Street don't want that either, right? The one thing that can check him is there are enough Republican votes in the Senate to join Democrats in passing a resolution indicating that there is no emergency, because if he's doing these tariffs on the premise of an emergency and that they expire in 60 days, if not approved by Congress, they currently won't be taken up by Trump's lackey, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. But as we know, you'd only need three Republicans in order to actually check him so that this all had to end in a little less than, in about 50 days, 53 days.
So do you see any additional John McCain's on the horizon?
I guess we'll see, but if it keeps getting worse, then I think probably Congress will eventually act. But what's the economy look like? I don't know. I guess I don't know how bad this House majority is. I take that back. There are enough Republican senators already to join with Democrats. The House is another animal. So, but that is a potential check on the horizon.
855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, before we go to the phone lines, we are really fighting a war inside of our borders that we haven't, I don't know, when was the last time you saw? If you've ever saw, you're a historian, when is the last time the American people were faced with what we are faced with now? I was saying this the other day on the air. I've lived through 14 different presidents, and some of them two terms. But never in my life have I ever seen anything like we're faced with now, Dr. Craig.
I mean, you have to go back to... Well, you have to get, obviously, African Americans in the Jim Crow South and then under slavery faced something like this. They lived under authoritarian conditions in both of those historical periods.
Yeah, before my lifetime. But go ahead.
The Red Scares after World War One, and the Red Scare in the late 1940s, early 1950s, which was also a Lavender Scare. In other words, there was a purge of anyone suspected of being gay in the federal government that was as white hot as the search for communists or alleged communists or anyone who was overly progressive or liberal. But those were, all of those were, as bad as they were, more limited than what we're seeing here. We're seeing an assault on the institutions of the country. So I guess the Confederate attempt to secede and to have a war was, over the institutions and the constitution of the country is the closest thing to this. So this is a nonviolent version of the same thing, but we've seen this in a lot of other countries, a lot of other failing democracies or democracies that have failed, right? But we haven't experienced this. And part of the problem was that since Trump was not fully competent in his first term and surrounded himself with people who did not enable his worst instincts, people got a false sense of security that it really wouldn't be that bad if he was in it. Maybe he can lower the price of eggs. At least some group of swing voters and didn't listen to what he was saying and what was being warned. Not enough people did. A lot of people did listen. This is a very close election, no matter what Donald Trump wants to say. But this is a very dangerous situation. It's not going away anytime soon. It's not just about winning one election in 2026. It's not even about winning one in 2028. And by the way, I think that the goal here is not to have elections. That's why you have to give credence to the idea that in a deep economic crisis, I mean, these tariffs, people say, oh, there's a 70% chance of recession. I'm sorry, there's a chance for depression here that is not insignificant, given the disruption of global trade, sudden disruption of global trade. And American manufacturing is dependent on foreign components. We have integrated supply chains now. So American auto workers are being laid off already. Stellantis has started doing that. So it isn't even doing what Trump says it would do. So, and then you have the other attacks. I mean, right now, this Supreme Court decision, Earl, where they intervened in the shadow docket, which is the most unaccountable thing, rather than letting the court process play out, they removed court injunctions against Trump continuing to deport people with no due process whatsoever. Several people who quite clearly are completely innocent and were just picked up because of a misunderstanding of what tattoos they had, right? The Supreme Court intervenes in the shadow docket. They remove the pause, so they allow the Trump administration to keep doing it. They find a procedural grounds that the case can't proceed, that is standing, and quite frankly, the way they've set this up, there is a way you have to file cases and where you were held, writs of habeas corpus. People have been disappeared to El Salvadoran prisons. Lawrence Tribe and one of his legal colleagues, the dean of the law school at UC Berkeley, have a column in the New York Times, and they've written an amicus brief, that this actually legalizes their detaining of and deportation to a prison of any person, not just someone who is doesn't have citizenship status. And in fact, it legalizes gulags, the way this is proceeding. And the Supreme Court is enabling it. They haven't said it's legal, but they've allowed it to proceed and interfered with the judges that have tried to block it.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I agree 1,000% with everything that you guys have been talking about this morning, but I want to add one more very important point. Donald Trump is wanting a fight. He's picking fights. That's what bullies do. It's very obvious. And because of his wanting conflict, we now have a clear present danger to the world, because this guy has the suitcase, as they say. Time is of the essence here, guys. This guy's insane. He will absolutely do anything and everything. He talked about potentially using military force against Greenland, for God's sake. So again, he's shown us his hand, what he's made of. What I'm afraid of is the American people still don't get it. This man is picking a fight. He will not leave without exhausting everything and anything at his disposal. So I'm afraid, for humanity's sake, I'm afraid for our nation's sake. Power freaks, ego freaks, they show their colors early and often. He has threatened to use weapons against people. He's threatened to use martial law against American citizens, guys and girls out there. Please, please take this guy seriously. Only Congress and we the people can remedy this. No other nation can do it.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, before we go back to the phone lines, White House confirms Trump is discussing plans to deport U.S. citizens to the world's worst prisons, despite it currently being illegal. This is what he's press secretary Carolyn Leavitt defended Trump's comments and said he was considering different possibilities.
This is and there's a New York Times column by Lawrence Tribe and a co-author, the great retired Harvard law professor, saying that this is the legal implication of Trump's legal arguments. And the Supreme Court has not batted him down for it. They've enabled it to continue for now. So this is exactly what is going on. This is one of the fundamental historical lessons about authoritarianism. When they come for someone else, your assumption they won't later come for you, that is the fatal flaw. And by the time you've allowed them to come for everyone else, there's no one left to defend you, right? It's a fundamental axiom. And people need to realize that this is very serious. They detained in the Detroit airport a lawyer, a citizen, for an hour and a half, demanding, trying to get access to his phone because he's representing someone who is being prosecuted for what she did during pro-Palestinian protests at University of Michigan. So they're persecuting and illegally detaining U.S. citizens who are doing one of the most American things possible, that is giving someone representation in a court of law. Do you know, Earl, this is where how the country has declined, that John Adams, the second president of the United States, one of the leading founders of the country, that John Adams defended the Redcoats and the Boston Massacre. And it didn't destroy his political career. It made him still one of Massachusetts's main representatives at the Continental Congress that proclaimed the Declaration of Independence. So it was understood before the founding of the country, the early stages of the revolution, that people deserve their a representation, even the Redcoats, right?
Yes.
And now we're saying that if you're a law firm that's defended anyone or done anything that's against what Trump wants, then we're going to persecute you. We're going to use government power to coerce you into doing something that one individual wants. We haven't focused enough about what a wanton abuse of power that is, and what he's doing with major universities. It isn't based on violation of any law whatsoever. It is based on, I have the power to coerce you because I am the king.
Brian, you're up next.
Yeah, good morning. Just two things. One, I'm at the point where I want to just ask every mega Trump supporter why they voted for Trump, and then now why they still support Trump, because I just don't get it. If you're at this point of still supporting Trump's agenda, it's more than just the economy and the price of eggs. You know, it's something different than that, and they're pretty, you know, something's wrong, you know, in that point. The other thing is like the previous caller did say, I am worried that with everything going on, that we're at the point where we're going to start World War III, and Trump's going to be the one to start it. We're going to have World War III with other countries, and we're also going to have another civil war in this country. I think we're very close to that. And it's odd because on Facebook, a Kenosha publication had a photo of the Civil War Museum in Kenosha with a reenactment, you know, troop out front, and said, hey, had breaking news. Civil War Museum may have a new exhibit coming, depending on how history plays out in the future. And I thought, well, yeah, that's scary.
Hey Brian.
I think we're on the brink of another war.
Brian, thank you very much for that. Cindy, you're up next.
Yep. Hello, I have two things. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, first of all, I would like to say that coming into the streets is a good thing. It brings people together. It will keep us from having a civil war if we come together. It's a tribal thing, and a lot of these people that come out in the streets are not going to contact their legislators. So I say more power to us, and every time we do one of these, we need to have more and more people. And then the second thing, I know that Trump was out on the golf course this weekend, the convicted felon, convicted rapist, got nothing better to do, with the Saudi prince. And to one of your last caller's points about starting a fight, he was apparently not happy with Iran his first time around. I got from a fairly reliable source yesterday that the felon is sending bombers and warships over to the Persian Gulf, because he wants to start something with Iran.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, a secret. He's already threatened them, and now he wants to have direct conversations with them, Dr. Craig. We'll see. I mean, the sky's the limit, right?
It is, and the previous caller is quite right that trade wars, economic warfare often is the prelude to military warfare, and the last caller is perfectly right that often when regimes, I think we should call this regime rather than administration, run into trouble and crisis, a great distraction is a war, right? And so Iran is a perfect target for them. So I know that he's currently says he's going to try to negotiate a nuclear deal better than Obama's with Iran. But if they don't heed him, I think it's quite possible he would like to have a war of distraction. Now, maybe if it's with Iran, it won't be with Greenland.
Well, but you know, Dr. Craig, the insanity in that is maybe he's forgotten that Iran is now partners with Russia and with China. And so he's not picking on a small nation alone anymore. Just like we had allies, they are now allies with Iran. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We'll come right back to you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the last 3 minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl and Dr. Craig. What you're seeing here is leadership. There's many videos of previous presidents that have wanted to do something about the tariffs and trade, and this president has done it. You wonder why I voted for him, and I still support him. One example, the border. The border is now secure. Went from over 7,000 a day to 200 a day. 200, Earl. That's what the illegals, that's the gotaways. So this man is about the American worker. You saw it in the Rose Garden with all the UAW workers and the unions and non-unions supporting them. This is about the American worker, and this is leadership around the world. He's answered more questions in one press conference than Biden did in 4 years.
Okay, so Dr. Craig, you want to respond to any of that? Because he does represent a group of people who still believe what he's saying.
A previous caller asked why they would support Trump, right? And I think CJ just did a very good job with that. And I think that is part of the reason he won a narrow election victory with some people who moved over, because it seemed like he would actually do something. That there is a real frustration with government not doing things, moving slow as molasses, right? The government under Biden put billions into rural broadband. Not any of it's been built yet. In 3 years, California tried to do high-speed rail that started with Obama. They haven't built any of it because there are all these procedural checks, right, where there are so many different administrative roadblocks that things don't happen. They remember a country where we could build a whole subway system in a few months when we had our mind to it, right? And That is, so Trump is tapping into something real. The problem is, what kind of leadership is it? It is leadership if you get everyone to follow you towards a cliff. You want the kind of leadership that is going to run you off the cliff, that is going to, you know. And so if you want to be lemmings, so we have a choice between ineffective leadership and completely destructive leadership that will destroy our livelihoods and everything we believe in. I guess CJ still likes that. But to his credit, he got to the core of it. And it's why, and we think at this, the state level, why a Governor Evers needs to actually accomplish things, because public is sick of saying, I followed the procedures and this is all that was possible. They are sick of that. And that led create an opening for a demagogue like Donald Trump.
All right, Jesse, you're up next.
Good morning. My concern is what we see with the Supreme Court now interjecting themselves, especially the right wing, and siding with Trump. It's almost like they're aiding and abetting him. And that really has me concerned.
Jesse, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, they're supposed to be nonpartisan.
Couldn't agree more with Jesse. Look, and they tried to like maintain some legal credibility. So there are some legal niceties here. They didn't actually sanctify the legality of what Trump did, but they've managed to get rid of the lower courts judges who are trying to check it as unconstitutional and create a claim there has to be due process of some kind while making it as hard as possible. And quite frankly, I think they've been serving this Trump majority Supreme Court as Trump's wingmen and wingwomen all along with the immunity case and so forth. And they took these cases in the shadow docket. They didn't need to take them without briefs, without procedure. They seem to have only taken them in order to undermine the lower court judges. And this is when Justice Roberts claims to be defender of all the judges, all the federal courts, and is speaking out against the defamation of judges. But then he undercuts them at the knees and essentially lets Trump proceed. Whether he and his colleagues have signed off on the constitutionally or not, if he's allowed to keep doing it, then you're allowing lawlessness. I mean, they came up with these weird arguments about standing that said that the people who brought the case weren't the right people and has to start all over again. This is all a legal way of you know, which has some deniability of just allowing Trump to do what Trump wants to do. And that is not fulfilling the court's role to be a check and balance on direct violations of the Constitution by one of the three branches.
Tom on line two.
Hi, I'll make it quick. One thing that I have not seen much in the media, but it's true, that Trump announced that next budget, he wants $1 trillion for the Defense Department. So that basically means everything you're doing in DOGE is just stupid and useless, and we're going to do that. Also, Cindy, I think it was from the other day, who got laughed at when she called a representative about things going on, and she got laughed at. Cindy needs to call the Democratic people and their group and say, hey, this is what happened to me, because that would be an outstanding commercial to run during the election time of them being laughed at for their beliefs.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, people are saying Democrats finally have what they were looking for. They can come together over tariffs. Your thoughts quickly.
They have to come together on a new trade policy that will benefit working people and create true prosperity, not what existed before.
All right. Sorry, everybody. We're out of time. Thank you all. I hate we can't get everybody on the lines, but Dr. Craig, as always, man, unbelievable commentary on where we are today. Love you, man, and what you do. We got to keep doing it. 855-752. See you next week, Dr. Craig.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.